Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine.
We are back.
We are back. It is a sunshiny spring. Is teasing
it is
our
amazing.
Booties.
It is.
Because it's supposed to snow tomorrow. I know, right?
Yay. But it's like 70 today, right now.
I know. It's freaking awesome.
I'll take it. At least it was today when I had to go out. Tomorrow I don't have to leave my house.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky, lucky. But we're back, and it's Monday. The Oscars happened, but they've been over a week ago, so we're not really going to waste any time.
And we kind of Oscared it out.
Like, yeah, everyone was talking about it. Ellen broke Twitter, and John Travolta can't pronounce people's names, but I'm not throwing stones, because you guys have heard me try and pronounce some names on this show. I suck. I really do.
That, I mean, it's got to be challenging.
So, Dancing with the Stars
is coming back.
It's coming back. I think it'll be back. I don't know. Wow. Brain fart right there.
It's coming back.
The 18th season.
I know. I didn't remember it being that many seasons already.
Crazy.
Which makes me wonder how many seasons there have been of American Idol.
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I stopped counting after 4.
It comes back March 17th.
That's next Monday.
Yes.
That's St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That will be fun. So tell us about it. You're a Dancing with Stars fan. I am really, like...
I am, and I was really shocked because I feel like this year the cast is not...
There's an ice dancer.
It's not stellar. Like, last year, do you remember there were so many good people on it?
Snooki.
Like, and, there was just a ton of people I liked. The girl from Glee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I liked a bunch of people. This year, I can only think of one that I like.
All right, so we'll go through the list. First, there's Meryl Davis, and she's an Olympic ice skater.
Yep.
Ice dancer, sorry.
Ice dancer,
she's,
yes.
Partnered with Maxim.
Yes. And the guy who she ice danced with in the Olympics is also in it, and his name is Charlie White.
Okay, all right. So I'm sure they're going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And who's he partnered with?
I don't
know. Winnie Cooper.
Yep. She's the only one I could think of that I liked.
Danica McKellar is her real name. Best known as Winnie Cooper in The Wonder Years. She is partnered with Valentin. And I'm not going to try and pronounce the name because I will John Travolta it.
And
Candace.
I don't really like her, though.
How do you not like DJ Tanner?
Okay, so DJ, of course, Diana, and she's me with Mark Ballas.
I'm sorry.
I never liked her on Full House. I always liked Stephanie.
She ended up being the crack whore in real life.
Sounds about right. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I say that, but she did get into drugs. I think she got better.
Yes.
I'm backtracking here because I should never call anyone a crack whore. All right, Amy Purdy.
Yep.
She's partnered with Derek Huff, and Purdy is a double amputee snowboarding champ.
Yep.
So that'll be
And
like,
so scary, she lost her legs. I thought she lost her legs in a snowboarding incident. She lost them to meningitis.
Oh, it's scary stuff.
Yeah.
You don't mess with that stuff. That's why you should go to the doctor when you're sick, Ashley Gamble.
I'm feeling spectacular now.
But I'm just saying.
And then the next person on the cast is Diana Nyad. She's partnered with Henry Bialikoff, John Travolta-ing that name, but she's a swimming legend. She
a lot of athletes.
She's the first one who completed the swim from Cuba to Key West,
mm-hmm.
and it was just this past fall.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's on.
And then there's a 17-year-old Australian pop singer
named
Cody Simpson who has amassed more than 12 million combined Twitter and Facebook followers, and nearly 200 million YouTube views.
And I guess I gotta need to do my research.
I don't know him.
Mm-mm. And then the next one is Sean Avery.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an NHL star, and he's the first hockey player. Because you know they typically have a pro sports person, like NFL, basketball, something.
Right.
He's the first NHL star, and he's gonna be with Karina Smirnoff.
Awesome.
And he's really, really good looking. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I think the next guy's a cutie. James Maslow, he's from Nickelodeon, Big Time Rush.
And I don't know what that is.
Wasn't that the band, Big Time Rush?
I don't know.
Okay. He's partnered with PETA.
She's a good dancer. I like her too. And then NeNe Leakes.
She looks like she could be Mary J. Blige's sister.
She is. She was like the breakout on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to be with Tony Dovolani.
And then Drew Carey, probably the biggest name of all of them.
Right. And he lost so much weight.
That was like 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't follow him like that.
So he's best known from the Drew Carey Show and Whose Line Is It Anyway? And of course, The Price is Right. Yep. He's going to be partnered with Cheryl Burke.
She tends to win.
Yes.
And then the last one is Billy Dee Williams, and he's going to be partnered with Emma Slater. And he was dubbed the Black Clark Gable for roles in Lady Sings in the Blues and Mahogany.
There you go.
I didn't know who he was either. So that's what I'm saying. I just felt like this cast wasn't as
star-studded.
Yeah, or maybe it was, but it didn't appeal to
you,
the like younger generations, is what I was thinking.
Right, right. I know there were rumors that Juan Pablo was going to be on there, but then because he's such a DB, they have decided against that.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Have you ever watched The Bachelor?
I forget. No.
Okay. So this is my first season.
I watched it years ago.
And I didn't know that he was being the biggest DB sleazeball of all time on Bachelor World.
I guess you thought all of them were?
Yeah, I kind of thought that's how it was. Yeah, you kiss half the girls and you spend the night with three of them and then you decide who you want to marry. Yeah, so he did not make it on Dancing with Stars. So
now, is The Bachelor over?
Not yet. I think tonight is the last one.
Sounds
good.
He
had the Women Tell All last Monday and it was nothing that was surprising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And again, we spoke about this previously, but Brooke Burke is being replaced by Erin Andrews.
And I'm excited to see how that goes, too.
Speaking of a big freaking deal, and I know you could probably care less, but Miranda Lambert, she was on Good Morning America this morning, and she announced some big, big news. I actually DVR'd it. I haven't watched it, but of course, I knew this would happen. It would be published everywhere before I actually watched it, but I'll still watch it.
Of course.
Yeah, so she's going to have a new album out in June.
It's coming out on my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. So you kind of have to, like, that'll be your birthday present. I'll just buy you the new Miranda album, and you'll love it.
I didn't realize, though, that it by the time this album's released, it will have been 2 years and 8 months since her last album. Like, it's how did she manage to stay relevant and keep winning awards then?
Well, she had Pistolani's.
Right, but she won her own songs. Right.
So what these people do is, unlike, like, Zach Brown seems to, like, shoot out singles, like, bam, 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 bam.
Because he's amazing.
Right. Miranda kind of spread hers out. Like, she had a couple singles from For the Record, which was the last album, and then Pistol Annie's, and then she had a couple singles with them, and then she had a couple more singles from her previous record, For the Record.
Oh, okay.
So it's smart. It kind of, like, spread it out.
Hmm. Maybe because it's just hard. Like, maybe for Zach Brown, like, for maybe for groups, it's easier to write more songs because there's more of them.
Right.
Maybe.
And she actually co-wrote 8 songs out of the album. And there's a collaboration with your girl, Carrie Underwood.
Ooh, I'll definitely get that song then. Hopefully that's not one of those songs where you have to download the album to get it.
I hope it is. She does love Beyonce. It's going to be called Platinum. So set your date. We didn't say what the exact date was. When's your birthday?
June 3rd.
I know. Sometimes I think June 6th because of your whole story when it comes to it. Anyway, we'll get into that another time.
Yeah. Speaking of albums, though, I downloaded the Eli Young Band's entire album.
They were just in Loveland last night.
Holy cow. Their new album is phenomenal.
They're awesome. I love that.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
And you know who else came out with a new album? I don't know if you ever listened to her. Ashanti? So I feel like the last time I listened to a song of hers, I was in like 10th grade.
Yeah, I don't even and really I, recognize the name.
She sang a lot of the songs with like Ja Rule, but when I listened to previewed some of her album, it kind of sounded like all of her old stuff, so I ixnayed it.
Well. All right, so we started out 2014 kind of having a health theme. And how are you doing on that?
You know.
You're running. You're drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just not happy with the number that I see.
I hear ya. I'm the same way. And Steve took a full body picture yesterday. of me. And I was like, have I always had a butt that big? And he's like,
well, you're squatting.
Your rear end has never changed. And I'm like, so I have. I have always had a rear end. But yesterday, I guess the angle really accentuated it. So if anyone has any tips on how to get the caboose to look a little bit smaller, I need that.
Well, I will say that squat challenges don't help for that.
I know, but you don't want it flabby. Like, how?
True.
I'm doing the cardio. I'm doing the sit-ups. I'm doing the weights.
Have you tried walking on the treadmill on an incline?
Yeah, part of my HIIT workout is walking on the treadmill at an incline.
Like, I'm talking like a straight.
I could probably get higher on the incline.
Because I used to do that sometimes.
The highest I go is 7.
Yeah. I, like, don't even chance running. I would just walk on a straight
incline. Yeah, I don't do well at running inclines.
Yeah, it's not.
Is that typical?
Outside, I mean, on a treadmill, I suck at running inclines. I feel like I fall off the back of it. Outside, though.
Are you running hills at home?
Yeah.
I thought you were running a track.
Yeah, but Infinity has, it goes like around and then it comes up and peaks and then you go down.
Mm.
So it's like a.
Dang.
And that uphill, it sucks because it's like a curve uphill. So it's like such a straight. So sometimes I'll be running and I like veer off the track a little bit.
I need a video. Anyway, speaking of tracks, let's get back on track. So I've been guilty of sitting for like 5 hours straight
not
at
to.
Work, especially as busy as we've been at work. I just sit, and then all of a sudden I look at the clock, and I'm like, what happened to today? It's gone.
And at least, like, when I worked with you, I had the office, so if I had to get up and make a copy or go bring something to someone, like, now I have no reason to get up from my desk at all.
Period. And so I've been hearing this for several years now, but I think we should talk about it. So the more you sit, the less physically active you are, can lead to health problems. So dramatic, it could lead to early death.
Makes sense.
Why?
Because, well, I mean, I've always heard that it's because your blood is, you're not getting your blood pumping and flowing. You're just like, they say that, I remember reading you should get up every half hour and walk around. But, researchers are now saying that people 60 and older, each additional hour a day spent sitting increases the risk of becoming physically disabled by about 50%, how much exercise they get.
That's crazy. So our first health message is get the heck up. What I've tried to do a couple times, and it'll start for like half the day and then I'll totally drop off, is I set my phone alarm for every 30 minutes to go off. And then I stand up. Even if I'm on a call, I'll stand up and, like, do some squats, do some side bends. But then people that I work with look at me like I'm crazy.
See, I have started, I've noticed that I do this. When I'm on the phone, since I don't have anybody at my house, I tend to pace while I'm talking.
That's smart. At least you can get up.
I think because I'm just anxious.
Right. Right. I kind of wish I had one of those cordless headsets so mm-hmm. I could walk.
Yeah.
Walk and talk. And I don't want to say that we're not really on diets, like hardcore diets. We just try and eat healthier.
I'm following the 80-20 rule.
Yeah, that's a good rule. Explain what that rule is.
80% of the time you should be eating healthy, 20% of the time you can eat crap.
There you go. That's a good plan.
And I think that...
All in moderation, right?
Yeah, everything in moderation. I think that's fair because realistically you're never going to spend the rest of your life saying... I mean, I'm never going to eat pizza again. That's stupid.
I love pizza.
I have a weakness. Like, yeah. It's just dumb to say that, so.
And pasta and chocolate and carrot cake sandwiches.
I don't have that weakness. I'll leave that one to
you. Loved it.
Cheese, however, is a big problem for me.
So we found the 10 stages of going on a diet, if that is something that you're looking at doing.
Mm-hmm.
And these are kind of fun.
They are kind of fun.
They're not like cereal. Serious, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you start.
So stage one, your jeans feel a little tight. How did this happen?
Why? Stage two, that's okay though, because you'll never go on a diet and be healthier. Okay, let me start over. Stage two, that's okay though, because you will go on a diet and be healthier than ever. The diet is going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. Stage three, you go to the grocery store and load up on healthy, filling foods.
And I love Trader Joe's because they're super healthy.
I know.
Stage four, it's lunchtime and the new diet is going great. You love salad.
Mm-hmm. Stage five, but then someone puts out donuts in the break room.
Freaking donuts or cookies.
So glad I don't have that anymore.
Stage 6. Somehow, you resist the temptation and snack on the celery sticks you brought from home instead.
Good pretending. Job. Sitting there pretending they're donuts.
Yes.
Stage 7. Against all odds, you make it through the workday. Time to cook a healthy dinner.
Stage 8. And then it hits you. You'll have to watch Netflix without snacking.
OMG.
No bueno.
Stage 9. The only thing getting you through House of Cards in one piece. Thinking about how if you skip the popcorn now, you can have some froyo tomorrow.
Froyo.
I do that all the time.
And the last stage, you make it through the day. You'll have to start the whole thing over again tomorrow. But in the meantime, you cross your fingers that you'll dream about food because calories don't count while you're passed out.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So that's that funny.
Was fun.
I think that is very true stages, though. Like, at least in my head, that's what I'm thinking.
And I feel like I always have someone in my life that's on a diet.
Yeah.
There's always someone. And I'm sometimes that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to call it a diet anymore. Like, I just want to... I go through phases of eating healthier.
Right? Yes. Exactly.
So, we found 10 things people are... who are trying to lose weight are tired of hearing. So, stop it. Stop these yes. things. All right.
You want me to kick it off?
Yes.
So the first one is, should you really be eating that? That's just rude.
Has anyone ever said that to you?
Joey.
Oh. Yeah,
but he doesn't really count. Boyfriend.
The boyfriend judgmentalness mm-hmm. happens. Because they're sick of hearing us complain.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I posted a picture of these carrot cake sandwiches I got this weekend at Trader uh-huh. Joe's. And my friend / coworker Christy decided to... point out that there are 40 carbs per sandwich. I'm like,
oh.
Yeah. It took me a good 4 hours to recover from that comment and actually bite into one. And then when I did, it was heavy in my mouth.
I did that with gummy bears. Joey's like, you ate the whole bag of gummy bears? I was like, yeah. Isn't that the point of a bag of gummy bears?
Right.
And he's like, do you want to know how many calories are in there? I was like, no. I want to know that I enjoyed gummy bears. So he proceeded to do the math and tell me. I felt like crap.
Right. Jackrabbit.
At least I enjoyed them first, though.
Have you lost any weight yet?
I hate that.
Guess
I hate
they
that.
Haven't noticed. Well, I'm bad about, like, when you see someone every day, especially
yeah, you don't
a coworker.
Notice.
Like, I lost 30 pounds several years ago, and my coworkers didn't notice until I showed them a before and after picture, and they're right. like, oh, I'm like, yeah.
And I think most people don't, but to actually ask the question, have you lost any weight? Like, just keep your mouth shut if you don't notice.
Right. This next one.
Oh, I work out more than that. It's not a contest.
Who says these things?
I know. That would drive me nuts.
You should mark them off the friend list if they do.
Yeah, that's just not even cool.
You're on a diet? Ugh, I've been trying to gain weight. Must be tough.
I hate people like
that. I have not heard someone say that in a long time. I think that's because we're getting older and everyone's metabolism is kind of slowing down.
That just... Ugh, I hate people like that.
Maybe I just surround myself with people that aren't
like that. That one drives me nuts.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Here you go. Any comment about the amount you just ate? Too late.
Yeah. I get that a lot from the boyfriend. Not a lot, but if it's going to come from anyone, I think it'll be the boyfriend.
Yeah.
But then I was talking to my boss the other day and she was like, yeah, you know, everyone told me how much you eat. And I'm like, what does
Who?
That mean? I don't know. I don't eat that much. I snack throughout the day because I try and do that little...
Yeah,
that
like
what they say, little yeah. small, and it's all healthy except our cupcake adventures that we have at work.
But who would go to the boss and be like, Janet eats a lot? Like, how does it even come up in conversation?
I don't know. And I'm like, well, that is why I work out every day.
I work out to eat. Hello.
Yes. Anyway, is it my turn or your turn? That annoyed me.
It is your turn.
Okay, you're going to let all that food go to waste, or any other comment that makes you feel guilty about putting your fork down when you are full.
And we were talking about this over the weekend because I ordered a plate of nachos. We went to this amazing Mexican restaurant, and I was like, please take them away from me because I have a problem where if food is in front of me, I have to eat it.
I'm the same way.
And I think it's because we grew up in a time when it was like, you have to clear your plate or you can't leave the table.
Right.
And that's such a bad model to follow, but it's so it's instilled in me now.
I remember dropping food on the floor just to make it go away.
I remember being stuck at the table because I hate it. I eat carrots now, but for a long time I had a really big issue with them.
Mm-hmm.
My dad made me sit at the table for like at least 2 hours because I would not eat my baby carrots. I just didn't like them. It was horrible. All right, but the next one is, but don't you crave insert amazing food that you are obviously craving. Yeah, thanks for that reminder.
Right. All right, and the next one of things not to say to people on a diet. Oh. You have so much self-control, except that you're secretly dying for a bite of that person's dessert.
Yeah, I don't like when people tell me I have so much self-control.
Right. I think I am guilty of telling people that. Like, wow.
That happened this weekend. So I told you I gave up liquor, right, for Lent?
Yes.
So I'm just going to recap. Lent started on Wednesday. I made it to Saturday.
Oh, heavens. Why didn't you stick with beer or wine?
Because we were at a Mexican place, and they had specials on margaritas.
Oh.
You know that's my downfall.
It is.
It was like torture watching everyone drink a margarita.
And you're like, fine.
I was just like, I tried. Really hard.
Wow.
There's always next year.
Right. Always next year.
So the next one is, well, I don't think you need to lose weight.
I don't think people... If you're trying to lose weight, I don't think anyone else's say should matter. It's right. All within your head, right?
And I feel like people say that just to be nice anyway. And it's like, thank you for saying I look good in clothes, but you don't get to see me naked.
Right. Right. And I think this is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried eating less and hitting the gym? Thanks for the groundbreaking freaking advice. I know.
Joey always wants to give me advice on working out. And finally, I got to a point where my new... I used to say that all the time. Like, no, really? But now my response to him is, when did you get certified as a fitness trainer?
Right.
That's and awesome. He just has nothing to say after that.
That's awesome. Good comeback.
Because I get so tired of it. Like, no, duh, that's obvious that I need to work out more than I eat, burn more calories than I eat. Thank you, Captain Good Obvious.
Captain Obvious. That's the phrase I was looking for. So in keeping with the healthy living,
mm-hmm.
we want to go over some tips about healthy living that's not going to leave you hating life. And these are just, why did you roll your eyes at me?
I feel like when it comes to health stuff, it usually causes me to hate life.
No way. There's carrot in my cake, so it's healthy, right?
Wine's made from fruit.
Right. So is my serving of fruit for the day. All right. So we'll go through this list because we have plenty of time.
Sounds good.
Body weight exercises. Some of the best muscle toning workouts rely on only using your body weight. You can do exercises like pull-ups, push-ups, crunches, squats, and lunges without any specialized equipment. So you can be anywhere. Mm-hmm. When I brush my teeth sometimes, I'll do squats and calf raises.
Yeah. That's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I know this sounds hard. I hate body weight muscles. I know that they're so good for you, but I would rather go run for an hour than do 30 squats.
Really?
Yes. I know. It's like a sick. I know like that 30 running. Squats would take me like not even 15 minutes, maybe like five. Probably not even that many.
No, it takes me like maybe two.
But for some reason in my sick, twisted mind, I'd rather go running for an hour. I hate weight exercises, well, but I know they're good.
Different strokes for different folks.
I need to find something other than squats. I hate right. squats.
I don't like lunges.
Me either. I think my legs don't work that way. They weren't built for it.
To bend down?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so ask. Short. I just I bend at the waist, not the knees.
Wow. All right, this next one.
The next one is home-cooked meals. These are a healthier option to frozen processed meals, so long as you avoid cooking with excessive salt, fat, and sugar. They also tend to work out to be cheaper than a ready-made frozen meal.
And I trained Steve in this. When I first met him, he was not big at cooking at home, and I taught him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you and I are pretty good about this one.
Mm-hmm. Next one, cook in bulk. Choose a meal you love and plan accordingly so you have three or four helpings left over afterward. This will spare you time in the kitchen, but leave you with plenty of healthy, home-cooked meals in the days to come.
Yeah, I can't do the cook-ahead thing. I don't like leftovers.
You don't like leftovers.
It works wonderful for Joey. Number four is carry a water bottle.
Which you're good at.
Mm-hmm. Keep refilling it and drinking it throughout the day. You'll be less hungry and it's free. Staying hydrated is also one of the best beauty tips out there.
All right. The next one, I have done this a million times.
I'm so guilty of it.
Never shop on an empty stomach. Research shows that you are far more likely to spend more on unhealthy foods if you go grocery shopping while you're hungry.
I mean, it makes
sense. Those Pringles and that carrot cake sandwiches, they look so much better when you're hungry.
Everything looks better when I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And I always, even if I get healthy food, I overestimate how much I need to buy.
Right. And then you throw a bunch out.
Yes. Number 6 is DIY projects. Make a list of potential house refurbishments, then save it for when you need a good workout. Building furniture, painting ceilings, and putting up shelves are great ways to sweat and expend energy, all while making home improvements. And I have DIY projects on my list now.
Good job.
And I will say, putting a dog through obedience class is workout.
There you go.
Because you have to do a lot with them.
You've made me feel like a bad dog owner when we talk about it, the dog obedience classes. I am totally not. Caesar would chop me in half. Anyway, I'm going to skip ahead a couple. Find an exercise that you enjoy. For many people, going to the gym just isn't much fun, or doing squats or lunges. So it could make it challenging. Find a sport or an active leisure pursuit that you can enjoy. You'll find it easier to commit.
I definitely agree with that.
Yes.
So next one is use chopsticks. Mm-hmm. Chopsticks aren't just for Asian cuisine. Using chopsticks allows you to pace your meal more slowly and digest food better. I think that I would get frustrated and just give up. I'd be like, forget it, I'm not hungry. No, I'm not hungry anymore.
I totally picture you using your fingers. All right, skipping ahead again. Frozen vegetables. There's no replacement for fresh produce, but frozen vegetables aren't a far cry away. You can receive similar nutritional content without having to deal with copious amounts of peeling, chopping, and waste from food going bad.
Mm-hmm.
I now buy a lot of frozen fruits and vegetables.
I have started doing that too.
Because,
it's a lot easier.
And it's nice, like this morning, I put frozen blueberries in a Tupperware thing. By the time my afternoon snack rolled around, they were nice and thawed and yummy.
See, but I have this, especially as the weather gets warmer, I want to eat just fresh fruit. Like in the winter, I think frozen vegetables or frozen fruit's great to put into things, but like I love to just grab some strawberries and just eat them. So
I'm not a fruit girl. I love vegetables.
I love fruit and vegetables. So I'm going to go back one to exercise with a friend. Another reason you may feel the need for a personal trainer is to be motivated to work out. Find a gym buddy instead and make a pact. And I think that that's what I need to do.
Yes. All right, mix in whole grains. Many of us prefer the taste of unhealthier white carbohydrates, but these lack fiber and contain much more saturated fat. If you're not ready to completely switch to whole grain options, at least incorporate them into meal, half and half.
And
I've done pretty good about whole grains. Like I've mixed white pasta with whole grain pasta.
It's prettier. I like whole grain pasta better than regular pasta.
It was when I was first starting to switch.
I could see that.
But now I'm like all about tofu noodles and everything cray cray.
Downsize protein. Many people in the Western world consume far too much protein, and it's also the most expensive nutrient to buy. Substitute some protein for more fruits, vegetables, and other sources of vitamins and minerals.
And that's like the opposite of these Atkins people.
Which, I mean, here's the thing about protein. If you eat too much of it and you're not working out, it's the same thing as when you drink those muscle milk drinks. If you don't work out on them, you're just literally putting weight on.
Right.
I mean, protein you need to work out for it to be effective.
Let's each just pick one more, okay? Okay. Bike to work once a week. If you live within 5 or 10 miles of where you work, take the opportunity to bike instead of drive to work. A 30-minute bike ride will leave you feeling energized.
I like this one. Vigorous housekeeping. House chores like sweeping, mopping, gardening, and washing the car can be great calorie burners and help you complete the tasks you probably need to do anyway.
There you go.
I like that one.
So we're trying to stay healthier.
We are.
And we thought that would be a good theme for this week, since last week it was all about getting drunk and crazy with wine. Slap the bag!
Which have you heard of oil pulling?
Uh-uh.
So I've been reading.
Oil pulling?
Oil pulling. I've been reading a lot about it.
What is it?
So you can do it with a couple different oils, but the main one is coconut oil.
Okay.
And this sounds awful. So you just take a spoonful of coconut oil, because you know it's like in a kind of solid-y. Mm-hmm. You put it in your mouth.
Okay, I think I've heard of this.
For 20 minutes, and you just swish around. And the pulling part is that you pull it through your teeth.
Yeah.
And then after 20 minutes, you just spit it out. It's supposed to do amazing things. And I've been reading lots and lots of, like, testimonies and people that do it.
20 minutes is a long time.
That's what I thought. And so I was reading about it, and the woman was saying it's really not, like, what she'll do is... She keeps it by her bed, and she puts her alarm. she puts it in her mouth, goes through her emails, goes through like Instagram, Facebook, whatever. 20 minutes is up. She gets up, she eats breakfast, and like everything's good to go.
See, I tried it once and like my mouth felt full. I felt like I was going to drown.
Maybe there was too much.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to try it.
I probably did it wrong.
I've heard that it's not good just for like weight loss and all of those things, but it's supposed to be good for your teeth. Mm-hmm. Some people say it's actually cured cavities.
What?
Which is crazy. It's supposed to do just a whole like mess of things for your body that it's supposed to like regulate your digestion. So
crazy.
I know. So okay. I'm
it's kind called of, oil pulling.
Yes. There's if you can't have coconut, if you have like a coconut allergy, there are other oils you can use, mm-hmm. but coconut's the best and most popular.
Right.
So I'm going to try it.
Let us know how that goes.
I will.
We'll have good coconut oil at Trader Joe's for pretty
cheap. I have some really good coconut oil.
I'm obsessed with Trader Joe's.
I've noticed.
I can't stop. All right. So find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Podbean, on Spreaker, on iHeartRadio. Share us with your friends. We got some new likes on Facebook. So welcome Andy Conto, Angela Ripley, Corey Payne, Angela Reyna, and Ali Baba. Do you know any of those people?
Mm-mm.
Me either. That's the awesome part.
And my one of my best friends, I was posting it on like Facebook.
Thank you.
On people's Facebook, and she had shared it back, and I thought it was really, really cool. She tagged me back in it and said, "So proud of you. You're doing awesome things." And like Aww. Shared it again, so then other people on her wall could
see it's an see epidemic. It. You just it share, is. Keep sharing. And I finally got Ashley to start sharing. That took some work. So we're going to keep sharing, right, Ashley?
We are.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Monday.
Oh, you will.
With two girls and a bottle of wine.
St. Patty's Day.
Yay.